York Region's COVID-19 cases are plateauing and public health no longer expects a significant spike of cases in December. Acting Medical Officer of Health Dr. Richard Gould said October 28 that average daily cases could be at 37 by the start of December if active transmission rates are maintained, which is a sharp contrast from projections last month, when he reported daily cases could get as high as 245 in December. Gould added the new forecast is reflective of declines in cases provincially and nationally. The projections are suggesting the plateau will continue to an extent, so we're keeping a very close eye on that, Gould said. In terms of immunization, we're doing well. The region utilizes a variety of sources in its projections, including waste monitoring. Just more than 87% of eligible residents age 12 and older have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, which Gould said is a key reason for the declining trends. However, there are still some groups at risk and age bands with lower vaccination rates being targeting for outreach, he added. We want to get as close to 90% vaccination rate as we can, Gould said. As for schools, Gould said outbreaks are happening, with 262 school-related cases currently. However, he said public health has not yet had to close any schools due to COVID-19 outbreaks. It's mostly under control, he said of COVID-19 in school settings. Meanwhile, the region is preparing to start vaccinating the children aged 5 to 11, likely in November, Gould said. COVID-19 booster shots are also soon going to be available for the public from public health, primary care providers and pharmacies, Gould said, with guidance expected to be the additional dose should be administered about 6 months after a second dose. York Region is also preparing to crack down on unvaccinated staff. Chief Administrative Officer Bruce McGregor said 96% of staff have disclosed their vaccination status under a regional mandate, with 92% fully vaccinated. Staff members are required to be fully vaccinated by November 1, and McGregor said those who fail to disclose will be put on leave by November 8. The gap is closing very quickly on January, when we intend that more employees may very well be returning to the workplace at least occasionally, McGregor said. This is backed up by virtually every health authority as the major defense against the spread of COVID in the community and the workplace.